Christian single women just need to stop. For real, they just need to stop. The moment a guy approaches you, tells you that he is interested in you, and the first thing you know to do is run to your friends, share with them, "Oh my God, he said that he likes me, he wants to be in a relationship with me." And bad enough, sometimes you do not share that interest. You go on to slander this guy to your friends, say all the negative and weaknesses you see in him, and they join in on the fun like, "Oh my goodness, who does he think he is? He has no sense of fashion. Hajui hata kuvaa. He can't even pray in tongues." Sometimes we get so offensive, even in spiritual matters. "He is too short for you. He doesn't have a car. He is not rich." All those kinds of unreasonable, in my opinion, reasons why you can't be with him. Listen, if you don't like him, you can just simply share it with him that, "I am not interested. I don't share that interest," and simply move on. There is no need to slander this guy, to publicize this whole thing. It becomes gossip news, not just between you and your friends. Once at the moment you share it with your friends, it is just goes out of hand and it becomes news. If it's in the university campus, if it's in the neighborhood, I don't know. If it's in the church, sometimes, unfortunately. Hello, ladies. Welcome to Upleve with Upendo. Wow, this is so funny. Baka nimecheka. Anyway, welcome to Upleve with Upendo. And today's episode is just about what I just shared. It's getting out of hand, really. This whole games that some Christian single women play is not it. And it needs to stop. You know, a few weeks ago, actually last week, I had a conversation with a group of Christian brothers. And one of the things that they complained about was how some Christian single women, when approached, would go ahead to share that news with their friends, and their friends would share with their friends of their friends, and it would become gossip news. And they were sharing, these things were happening while they were still in university. So, and one of them happened to be a fellowship leader, a campus fellowship leader. And it got to a point where he just said, "You know what? I'm going to hold back. I'm not going to share any romantic interests. I'm not going to ask any girl out because I'm afraid this will be shared amongst her friends and their friends and their friends, and it will become gossip, and the whole fellowship will know that I asked her out and she bailed out on me, and I won't have the confidence to stand up while leading the fellowship sessions because people will be looking at me in some type of way." And it was just too much. And you know, as fellowship leaders, they are kind of in a spotlight. And I was so disappointed in these behaviors that were portrayed by some of these Christian single women. Listen, it's not okay. If you don't like the guy, just share it with him and move on. Do you have to make it, do you have to publicize it, first and foremost? And do you have to publicize it the negative way? Do you have to pick every single thing you can pick negative about this guy? It's not okay. It's not even wise. It shows how immature you are as a Christian, because as a Christian, we are followers of Christ and we are expected to portray the character of Christ. And how is that character of Christ tearing people apart, saying all the bad things and negative about them, and sharing this thing which was personal to this guy and making it public? How is that okay? It's not. Okay, let's go back to the Bible. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 19, the word of God says that, "But while he thought about these things, behold," and sorry, that was verse 20. It says, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly." This was as soon as Joseph found out that that Mary, his betrothed, meaning his fiancée, we can say that in the current times, was pregnant. And as you can see here, there was not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. He just decided, you know what, I'm gonna do this quietly and discreetly. I don't want to put her to shame. This is the approach that we need to go with as Christian men and women. And in this particular time, I'm talking about women. If you don't like him, I don't know how, this is the how many time I'm saying this, just tell him no and move on. Okay? It's not the right thing to do. Okay, you might say, okay, Upendo, what should I do then? The first thing is, and sometimes you are also interested in this guy, but you go ahead to share this news. I will share with you why it's not okay to prematurely share this information with your friends. So let's just say you like him too, or maybe you are interested in him. What should you do? First and foremost, go to God. Go to Jesus. Confirm with him first. Okay? I like him too. God, should I say yes? Is he the right person for me? And then after God, make sure you have, I would call them mentors and spiritual mentors in a way. People who are either married, or if even if they're not married, but they are wise, and people who want the best for you, because you have to make sure of that, because some people can be jealous. And people who want the best for you, they wish the best for you, they want, you know, they just have your heart they just have the best interest at your heart. And share this with them. How should you go about it? It could be men, it could be women, but make sure they're just people who are spiritually sound and wise and mature too. And if they're married, make sure that their marriage really has a good testimony. And share with them about this instead of running to your friends. You know, if in case he is the right person for you, and amongst your friends or a single friend that you have, they have maybe ill intentions towards you. Because I've been seeing lately in the news, on social media, how people are fake friends and eventually they kill their friend, or they just sabotage their friend. And that's why you should keep this news to yourself, okay? Keep it to yourself and share with God and share with these people who we call your spiritual mentors. Yeah? Why should you do that? Because that is wisdom. It shows that you have a character of Christ instead of slandering this guy. And it shows that you're also protecting yourself from unknown haters disguised as friends. Yeah? Just keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself and God and these very few people. And these mentors, I would advise they're not more than three. If you have too many of them, they could also just say it out. And one more thing, make sure there are people who can, you know, keep things and not just blurt it out to the next person, okay? These people will pray with you. These people will counsel you, will advise you, will mentor you, okay? So I believe that's the best way to approach this. This is if you like him and you want to pursue this, as you want to allow the guy to continue pursuing you. If you're not interested, just share it with him and move on with your life, okay? Yeah, and thank you so much for listening. If you have a question or you have a topic that you'd like me to talk about, simply WhatsApp me at +255 628 7047 81. And if you need a conversation, a personal conversation, you want to share something with me, that opportunity is available. You can also WhatsApp me and we will take it from there. You'll book a session and we can talk about all of that, okay? Thank you so much for listening once again, and thank you. Take care and bye-bye.